Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of June 17th for AgDaily.com. It's 10:45 Chicago time. Corn's up 0.75 cents after being up about a dime. Beans are up 12.25 cents. They're only about 2 cents away from their highs for the day here, about 5 cents away from their overnight highs. Wheat's up 2.75 cents. It's about 6 off its highs. We did trade the corn and July corn and July wheat lower on the day at one point today. They've since come back. July meal has been lower on the day. It's now back higher. The oil is strong. It's up 39 ticks with the funds still short 50, 60,000 contracts of oil. The commitment of traders shows funds short 90,000 beans. I don't think they're nearly short that. I think they bought quite a bit in here. I'm guessing they're probably relatively close to even after today. I think they're short about 45 to 50,000 contracts of oil. I think they're long 10, 15,000 contracts of meal. Report says they're long 111,000 contracts of corn. I think it's closer to 175, and they're long about 5,000 weight. When it's all said and done in here, we'll have the crop progress reports tonight. They should show, pretty good delays out there. But I think we did get some planting done. It may not be quite as bad as people were thinking. The export sales this morning, inspections rather, were okay. 675 on the beans, 375 on the wheat. That's a little bit light. Corn, 653. That's a little bit light. So we're starting to see maybe a little bit of demand drag with these higher prices out here. But overall, I think we're going to move higher. We might have some ups and downs. We went back and filled a gap on the July beans and the July corn here today. Let's see. They filled it on the D's corn as well. So, we gapped open higher, filled the gaps. Maybe we can move higher again now. I don't see that the yields are going to be great. I think we've lost somewhere between 8 and 10 million acres of corn, maybe 5 million acres of beans, more than the average guesses out there. But I think we've got some problems, and we really won't know the extent of it for a while. We'll see what the crop ratings show tonight. And, I still think we're more likely than not to make a new high the last Thursday or Friday of the month. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.